Good evening. It's my distinct privilege and honor to welcome you here to St. Paul's Lutheran Church for our Advent concert. What a blessing it is to be able to welcome guests. It's an easy thing to do, right? To welcome people when they come, especially when they're expected, to welcome people when you're excited to see them. It may be a different story if they're coming and you don't expect them. Oh, you're here! Well, welcome. Or even worse, if you're not excited to see them. Oh, you're here. Well, welcome. Jesus is coming. In order to prepare God's people for when he came, he sent his prophet, the great prophet, John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 tells us, "In those days, John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near.' Yes, this is he of whom this was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, 'A voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" To prepare God's people for the coming of the Savior, God sent his prophet, his messenger, with a message of repent. Sadly, when Jesus came to his people were not eager, not excited to meet him. His people were not expecting him. They were unprepared. They were unexcited. How often is that the case with us as well? We rob ourselves of the joy of Christmas because the Savior has come, and what does he come to do? To save us from our sins. From our sins. But we're much too comfortable with our sins. We're much too eager to hang on to them. We're much more excited about them. We're not expecting someone to call us away from them. So God sends his messengers to us. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. God came. God came down to this earth. And when our Savior Jesus was born, the kingdom of heaven came to us. Jesus comes to redeem us. He comes to set us free from our sins. We sang moments ago, acknowledging the fact that so often this is the case in our hearts and in the hearts of others, the attitude when God comes, this sacred time of Christmas tide, all others now deface. God comes with the comfort of sins forgiven, saved from sins, but I don't want to give them up. As long as Jesus is that guest that I can keep at arm's length. Yes, you can come here for this hour, but not for the rest of the hours of this Christmas season. Or you can come here and I'll meet you here in this place, but don't make me take you home with me. So the Lord sends his messengers to prepare the way. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Oh, how happy. How happy is the man who feels that need for the Savior who comes. How happy he is. Because when the kingdom of heaven comes down to earth in the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, he rejoices. He is filled with genuine joy. Welcome. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Find your place of rest here in my heart too, we pray. because that Savior is born for me. Angels sing for joy at the birth of the Savior, and yet they know nothing of the joy that we experience, that fills our hearts of sins forgiven, of peace restored with God. They sing, Christ the Savior is born. But we have the privilege to sing, Christ my Savior is born. May God fill you with that heart of joy this Christmas, a true joy to welcome him as your guest, to be excited to have the one who saves you from your sins, to be expecting him. Christ, my Savior, is born. And so we pray. God of love and faithfulness, you showed favor to your people by sending your one and only Son to be our Savior. Help us to trust in him as our gracious Redeemer and so enjoy the peace he came to bring, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.